Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee, giving you a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering, could you tell me whose customer support that you could be working for?
Okay, so we are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So in order for me to better assist you, I would have to actually pull up an account for you.
Okay. Well, this morning I was checking my bank account, and it just showed a charge coming through my account with this number. And so I don't really know who it could be from.
Okay. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 75670.
Thank you. And may I please have your first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. It's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
Thank you. And I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 848 Old Lee Island Road, Marshall, Texas, 75670.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment just to pull up your account, please.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
May I have
this? Very. Okay, so do you think I can just make plain brownies, or do you think that I need to tell Michael to bring me a candy bar?
No, some caramel.
Caramel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for holding.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I do see where on November 16th, you did place the order for the Stealth Elite drone. And you only pay for shipping and handling, which was $8.25. And I do
okay.
See where, I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am. I was just going to say this charge is more than the $8.
Yes, ma'am. So on November 22nd, you were charged to $67.32, which goes back to November 16th when you only paid for shipping and handling. You were entered into a 7-day trial where you had within 7 days to call in and cancel, or you'll be billed in full for that product on November 22nd, which is why you were billed the $67.32. Now, I do see where that product was shipped.
Okay. I was going to say, that's not even enough trial period to let somebody get the product and try it. And so what is there any way that once I get the product, I could send it back and just cancel all of that? I did not realize that there was that little loophole in there.
Okay, so what I can do for you is I can go ahead and cancel out that account for you. And
okay.
Right now I did track the product, but it's still at the Postal Service.
Yes, isn't that that's kind of crazy. So if I canceled it now, would they just not deliver it maybe?
No, it will be it's already in the system as shipped. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So it says the shipping label has been prepared for your item at 1:48 p.m. on November 17th. But it's not telling me what the actual mailing date is, but it does
okay.
Say that it was a shipping label created. So once the Postal Service releases it, you'll receive it. But I can go ahead and cancel out this account. You won't receive any more reoccurring charges.
Okay. Do I still have to pay the $67.32?
So you were charged to $67.32 due to not canceling out your trial. But you stated that you didn't know about the terms and conditions, correct?
Correct. And I hadn't even received the drone. So how could I have known I wanted to cancel? That's kind of just too fast for me.
Yes, ma'am. So due to those terms and conditions, usually I wouldn't be able to refund you that $67.32, but I can go ahead and offer you the 35% of that refund.
No, ma'am, that's not fair. I haven't even been able to try it, and I thought that's what the terms were, is if I tried it, and then I could return it, or is that not correct?
That's for basically like the serum, the cream and stuff, like those different type of products. This is actually a gadget. It's the Stealth Elite drone. So once it's shipped, you don't have to return it. But give me a brief second. Let me look up your account to see if I can do anything for you further, okay?
Thank you, sweet girl.
No problem. Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I did look over your account. Now, as a courtesy to you, I can offer you a 50% refund on that
$67.32. Hi, that's still $30. I'm not even really... It said, so let me just tell you. Can I tell you about it? So I was looking at my phone, and I got this email that says that I won the chance to buy this drone that was regular, this price, but they had it for the $6.99 or the $8.99 or whatever. So I went ahead and got it. And so I didn't read the fine print. I didn't know that there was this charge that was going to come up. So, I still don't understand, like, if I get the drone and if I just send it back, would I be refunded the amount for the drone and the $67 at that time?
Well, you don't have to send the drone back, but as far as the charge goes, the charge is valid due to those terms and conditions. So, I was trying to work with you. Because I'm unable to go any higher with that.
No, I totally understand. I appreciate what you're doing on your end for me. And so, yes, ma'am, I guess if I could get the refund and I won't have to worry about it. I just won't ever do anything like that again. I learned my lesson.
Yes, ma'am. It gets me too. let's see. Okay, so the 50% refund we're going with?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so give me a brief moment just to issue your refund. And your account was canceled.
Thank you. I provided you
with the cancellation code or?
Okay.
Okay, so that cancellation is C as in Charlie, 262-743-581.
Awesome, I got it.
Okay. So with the refund, please allow it to take up to 35 business days to return back on your account. As far as the package goes, once you get it, you can keep it. And your account is canceled, so you won't receive any more reoccurring charges.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much for helping me, sweet girl.
No problem. Is there anything else that I can help you on today?
No, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.